File 2. Listening 2. I hear you're going to be traveling abroad over the holidays, Jonathan. Where are you going to go?
I think we're going to Eastern Europe somewhere. We haven't really decided where yet, just that we want to go somewhere we haven't been yet. Both my wife and I have been to Western Europe many times, and we've heard good things about Eastern Europe, but we just haven't been able to get there yet. So that's where we're leaning now.
Do either of you speak any languages from that part of the world?
No. When we've traveled abroad so far, we've been able to rely on speaking English, so we hope that'll be enough on this trip, too.
You mean you don't even learn a few phrases or sentences in the languages of the countries you visit?
No, we don't. We've never had to.
I don't mean to criticize, but I think it's important that you at least learn some of the languages of the countries you visit. I've lived abroad, so I speak another language, and learning the language of the place you're visiting is a really nice way of communicating that you're not just another ugly American tourist. When I lived abroad, people were excited that I'd learned their language, even though I could have just gotten away with speaking English if I'd had to. But I thought it was important that I learn the local language and communicate with people on their own level. After all, it's what a lot of Americans expect of people who come and live here.
I guess that's true. I hear a lot of people criticizing tourists here in the U.S. who come here and don't speak much English. And I guess it's the same in reverse. I never thought of it that way, though, because English is such a universal language.
That's true. There aren't many places you can go these days where no one speaks English. But just like we expect people to speak English when they come to the U.S., even as a tourist, we should really make the effort to learn even just a little bit, please, thank you, may I, in their language if we're going to visit their countries.
Good point. I should probably pick up a couple of phrase books on the way home if we're going to travel for the holidays.